Hello and welcome, everybody, to Nerdy Boys Reviews presents the news.
I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
Well, this is your weekly nerd pastor giving you an overview of everything. Fuck it. We're just gonna let the music play off this time. Let's go. Fist bump.
No one can see us.
It's okay.
This is like our fifth try trying to do this stupid intro. But Scott keeps fucking laughing and messing up.
Ah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
That's like the second time this happened today.
I don't know. I can't speak anymore.
All right.
What's up, guys? Sorry about the fumble on the intro, but fuck it. We don't even give a shit.
You know who we are and what we're here to do.
Yeah.
This is our news podcast.
And apparently, I don't know how to speak anymore. It's okay, though. In case you guys didn't know, we have two other podcasts this week. Make sure you go check that out. What were the podcasts again? Oh, yeah. Game of Thrones and Comic Talk. Oh, okay. That's it. That's it, guys.
Yes.
Don't forget to go check those out. You can find it on podbean.com and or iTunes. Make sure you rate, subscribe, give us a review. Do they have the little star system on there? Can you give us 5 stars, guys? That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Or give us 1 star and explain yourself.
So, I mean, as clearly stated in the intro, the explicit content warning, we'll be cussing and stuff. So if you don't like that kind of thing, oh well.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about the past 2 weeks in news right now.
Yeah, because we didn't have a chance to do it last week. So we got to make it up for you guys.
And we just need to fill content. So,
fill content.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
So we have some TV show news from all our shows.
Yeah.
So, characters, we have some new characters coming to Gotham and The Flash for season 3. For Gotham, they're going to bring in journalist Vicki Vale to be in the series. She was like a love interest on and off for Bruce Wayne in the comics and whatever.
Yes.
And, you know, she's pretty foxy. But for the TV show, she's going to be in her 20s, which is like you're 10 years older than Bruce. So,
well, I like
or maybe between 5 and 10, I'd say.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
So there's that. And then for The Flash, they didn't give us any names, but they're casting a major recurring character described as Barry's slightly older, slightly geekier contemporary, a guy who is as smart as he is intuitive. As such, the newcomer doesn't buy Barry's nice guy routine and sets out to learn what he's hiding, all while concealing some secrets of his own.
What a douche.
What an asshat.
Yeah.
Who do you think this guy is?
I don't know.
Me neither.
I ain't gonna even try to guess. We'll find out in season 3. Let's just wait for it. Let it be a surprise.
Let it be a surprise. In addition, Vixen is going to be on Legends of Tomorrow, but not the Vixen we saw in Arrow. It's a different Vixen from an earlier timeline. So the actress will not be returning to that role, but she still will be voicing Vixen on the CW Seed show. We have a new Vixen because, as we know, in Legends of Tomorrow finale, the team was all, like, preparing to go and jump ship and shit. And then, like, this guy named Rex Tyler showed up, and he's like, the Justice Society. I guess we're given to believe that Vixen will be a member of the JSA, maybe, perhaps, who knows.
That's a little confusing, because I guess I didn't actually read the article. I just seen the title, and I was like, oh, well, there's no real surprise there. I don't need to read this article. And then, apparently, breaking news, guys.
It's a previous incarnation of Vixen before our Vixen, so.
Yeah, it doesn't really surprise me that they add her onto the Legends of Tomorrow. They do have some character slots to fill.
Yeah.
Personality traits to fill in. So, you know, we got to do what we got to do.
Yeah.
Ooh, exciting news this one is. That's my paper, guys. My paper. I'm
He's
so
excited.
I'm raging. Superman. I know, right? Right.
Right.
Set to appear in Supergirl season 2. It says, not only is the Supergirl season 2 set to air on the CW this fall, which we already knew, but the girl still will be bringing along her famous cousin to the CW, has officially announced that Superman will be appearing in Supergirl season 2. This is so exciting. Greg Berlanti, Ollie Adler, and I are beyond thrilled to welcome Clark Kent and his slightly more famous alter ego to the world of Supergirl. So, you know, Bizarro as well. Cool. Executive producer Andrew Kreisberg said that Superman will not be appearing in the first two episodes of the season, and we can... will be appearing, sorry. You know, I can't talk, so. And we cannot wait to see what next dons the red cape. Okay. So, they give us some background information on Superman. Yes, he's Kal-El. He's from Krypton. We already know all that shit.
Yeah,
dude.
We already know all that.
But it doesn't say who's playing him. All right. It has to be Tom Welling.
See?
It has to be Tom Welling, and here's why.
But they're casting for it.
Here's why, Christian.
Yeah, I know. I'm here. I'm listening.
Because, you know, reasons.
Okay,
all right. There's no one. Who else is going to play him, okay?
When I saw this news, I didn't think you'd be happy. I thought you'd be pissed because I'm pretty sure they're not going to put Tom Welling.
No, listen to me. It's going to be Tom Welling, all right? You listen to me,
if it's,
Christian
Grummel. What if it's not?
So, all right, fun fact, guys. We go to set up our podcasting yet again today, and I sit down in my chair. I look over at Christian, and he's wearing his work name tag for some odd reason. And I don't know why. It's like,
and I don't
are
wear
we
it at work.
Are we expecting an unexpected guest right now? Is like somebody going to show up, and they're just not going to know who you are? So you felt that you needed to like.
I didn't wear my name tag.
And I was like, interesting. I didn't know this before.
I've never worn my name tag at work before, honestly.
So then you felt that you should do it at home?
Well, it's because people come in the office, and they're like, are you Christian? And I'm like, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, I am.
Dude, people at work like. Know me like that I've never met. Like I went outside the other day to help, right? And I'm going up there to grab the Jeep because we don't have a Jeep driver. And the fuck is and then this girl Daniela who works there, she's like Christian, these guys are doubting your Jeep driving skills. And they're like, you're the infamous Christian? And I was like, I guess. And they're like, oh dude, I call you all the time. And I was like, okay. And I fucking backed the Jeep up like a pro, and they're fucking sitting there watching me like, oh, he can do everything.
Did you feel like a superstar?
No, I felt like awkward. Like, why am I infamous? Am I dead?
Infamous.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, continue.
Tom Welling, though. Let's go. It has to be. There could be no other casting. It doesn't make sense if it's not Tom Welling.
Agreed. I hope it's Tom Welling.
I do, too.
But I don't know.
If it's not, let me tell you guys, I will ride in the streets.
By yourself? Just look like a big dummy?
No. I will get the support of Sierra.
Okay.
Because she will join me on this escapade. Because I'll let her know on Facebook Messenger to do so. And it's gonna be the right thing. You should join our cause, Christian. Okay. And any of our listeners, we should go to the parking lot of the CW set. Wherever it may be. We should ride and just cause a ruckus, you know?
Are you going to hold up a sign in the street that says, no Tom, we bomb?
Jesus Christ. Who knows? Who knows?
Anything's possible.
Anything goes now. So if it's not Tom Welling, you've been warned, CW. You've been warned.
All right.
No, not really. We're just kidding. We're not those sort of terrorist type people. I'll still riot for sure, but you know, not in a violent type way.
Yes.
I might destroy your set, but
That's about it. Maybe high five Melissa on the way out.
Yeah. For sure.
All right.
With my dick.
All right. Oh jeez.
All right. Justice League Dark animated movie revealed. Sweet. According to the British Board of Film Classification, the sneak peek of the film will be far none other than Justice League Dark. Apparently, there's going to be a sneak peek of some sort.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yes. Ha-ha. Ha-ha.
Ha-ha.
I read it now. Yes. Because, it's a tradition that in DC animated films, they're going to show a trailer of the next movie coming out.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the case for Batman the Killing Joke. Oh, dude, I didn't see it in this news. They're going to release it in theaters for one night.
For one night.
One night only.
But in select theaters. And they don't release the list of theaters until this Friday. So I was waiting till then to talk about it. Because if it's not going to be near us, then I'm like going to fucking...
We'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
As the story develops.
Yeah.
Just some background information. The Justice League Dark made their debut in DC Comics, began the New 52 publishing initiative in 2011. A paranormal-leaning super team, the group features the likes of John Constantine, Swamp Thing, Zatanna, Frankenstein, Deadman, Madame... Ooh.
Xanadu.
Xanadu, and the Phantom Stranger among its ranks.
Word.
Word to your mother. Sick. Yeah. Sick one.
So
I wonder who is going to be. Is that going to be? Is that the list of people that's going to be in it?
I'm assuming.
I mean, that would be fucking awesome.
That'd
dude.
Be pretty sick.
They need to, dude. They could totally do a live action on CW with this.
Yeah, they remember they were talking about doing a movie, whatever.
Who cares about the movie? We need live action television, Christian. We have Constantine already.
Yeah,
just bring him to the CW.
Bring him back.
Make it happen.
I am the knight. All right. So
you need to calm down.
All right. So what we alluded to on our Comic Talk podcast is this shake up news.
Shaking it up. Yeah. Shaking up the papers.
So there's a shake up on the way at Warner Brothers. Amid widespread reports of internal fallout from the response to BVS, comes a new rumor that wider management changes could be made at Warner Brothers before the end of the year. If you guys didn't know, BVS was shit. That's why this is happening.
Yep.
It's important to note that while the New York Post refers to DC Comics, it seems to conflate the publishing division with DC Films and Warner Brothers Pictures. So this is like where the confusion is when me and Scott were talking about it on our other podcast, is they make it sound like it's DC Comics, but it's the movie division. So
see, like on the article on Facebook, because I re-looked it up, it says DC shakeup in management, and it says ... I clicked on it, and it says for Warner Brothers.
Okay. All right.
You misleading pricks.
Yeah. So the brief column addresses only DC-based films and mentions speculation about Greg Silverman, who was re-signed in January to a multi-year contract, as nobody cares about all this shit. The point is that Geoff Johns is going to be in control of DC Entertainment now. John Berg is going to help. He's the executive vice president of creative development over at WB. But all we really care about is the name Geoff Johns, and nobody cares about all this stupid business shit, so...
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't surprise me, dude. Like, we've been talking about this. The story has not been anything really new. But, I mean, it's because BVS was so bad. And for the fans out there still in denial that it was a good movie, okay, you might have enjoyed it. But from a critic standpoint, it was a shit movie.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense. It was bad. It was terrible.
Yes.
And it's proof right here. Companies would not be making the changes that they're trying to make if the response to the movie wasn't so bad. Sure, they made some money on it. Obviously going to make money on it because you have 75 years of fanboys out there willing to go watch it 7, 8, 10 times. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's just the reality of it. Just because it made some money doesn't make it a good movie, dude.
Yeah, indeed. So, Dope director, not that the director is dope, but he directed a movie called Dope.
Yeah, I was reading this article. I was very confused. I was like, oh, all right.
His name is Rick Famuyiwa.
Sure.
Sorry, that's a funny name. He'll helm the Flash movie that's going to be coming out.
Sick.
The other guy left. Who cares about all this other shit? And then Geoff Johns was like, hey, guys, you know what Justice League number part one is going to be called? It's going to be called Justice League. Because there was like weird rumors about it being called something else. Like, whoever doubted it would be called Justice League. Whatever.
Yes. All right. So, Kenna Choi will play Peter Parker's principal in next summer's Spider-Man Homecoming. Okay. All right. Moving on. Sure. Michael Barbieri has joined Spider-Man Homecoming in mystery role. Okay. Fucking cool. Thanks.
Yeah, he's like 14. Maybe he'll play Flash Thompson. Who knows? The other guy was in Captain America, by the way, though.
Yes, I know.
Principal that. Guy.
He was Howling Commando.
Yeah, he was a Howling Commando. Anyway, so recent Academy Award winner Brie Larson is reportedly in talks to play Captain Marvel. So just some background information for you guys on Captain Marvel, if you know nothing. Carol Danvers made her first appearance in 1968's Marvel Superheroes number 13 as a security chief in the U.S. Air Force. She would later be transformed into the superhero Miss Marvel following an explosion involving Kree technology. More recently, she's taken on the identity of Captain Marvel after being promoted to the moniker of the former Kree superhero. So this is just a rumor.
It's just a rumor. Chris Evans is backing her.
Yeah.
Cool dude. Only her and 100 other different blonde chicks are in, yeah, in Red the Race for it.
Ronda Rousey and Emily Blunt and Katie Sackhoff. And see, this is casting is a lot different. Like with Doctor Strange, we kind of only ever knew it was going to be Benedict Cumberbatch, like despite all these other reports about like, yeah, Colin Farrell and shit.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
We knew it was going to be Cumberbatch. Like he's fucking Doctor Strange. But yeah, with this, it could be anyone. I think Brie Larson is probably the lead right now. That's why they're talking about her.
Yeah, she's probably one of the front runners. New details on Thor Ragnarok and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 revealed. Production is already underway at the Marvel Studios, of course, on the highly anticipated Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, but details are light on the 2017 sequel. Joe Blow has now managed to gather some of those and bring them to the surface, namely the central villain of the film. The outlet reports that Aisha, a.k.a. Her, / Kismet, or Paragon, will be the antagonist of the film, which brings up a noteworthy piece of character trivia. Aisha was created by a group of scientists and named her, this is a little confusing. Sorry, guys. As a replacement to the first experiment, him. I feel like we're doing like third base shit right here. Who's on third? Which ended up being the superhero Adam Warlock in the source material. Aisha would go and seek out Adam Warlock to pair, could start a new perfect race of beings together. Could this be setting up the previously speculated theory that Adam Warlock is Peter Quill's father, setting up the confrontation between Aisha and the Guardians?
I mean, she just wanted to bang him.
I mean, pretty much. In other Marvel news, Joe Blow offered some more details about Thor Ragnarok, revealing that the road trip aspect of the film is regarding Thor's journey to find a weapon that can stop Ragnarok, the all-ending things in Norse mythology, if in case you guys didn't know that. The outlet also notes that Thor will be sporting a shaved head for the... What? Really?
For part of the film? That's stupid.
All right, for the least part of the film, and Tessa Thompson, Valkyrie, will have a very different appearance in the film from her comic book basis, by decorating her face in war paint.
Oh, I thought it was because Valkyrie was white and Tessa Thompson's black. But no outrage, guys. No outrage.
No outrages. All right. Finally, the note, the aspects of the movie will incorporate elements from the long-rumored Planet Hulk storyline, wherein Bruce Banner's green alter ego is battling it out in gladiatorial games. They reveal that Jeff Goldblum's Grandmaster will be the one behind these games, and that Hulk will sport the fan favorite armor from the comic book storyline.
Sick.
Wonder how that's gonna coincide with like the Thor Ragnarok series. Like if they're talking, like maybe it's like Thor saves him from in this. Like they're trying to make it make sense a little bit.
Or maybe Thor has to fight him.
Yeah, maybe that's when he has his shaved head or whatever.
Yeah,
be hilarious.
That would be quite funny. So
I can just see Thor just being confused, like,
he's like, "Where'd my hair go? What is this sorcery?"
Yes.
Anyway, so Namor has some very complicated film rights shit going on. So we're going to talk about what's going on with that. Joe Quesada, pretty much, it kind of seemed like he was confirming that Marvel Studios holds the film rights to Marvel, to Namor, sorry, the Submariner. And it brings renewed hopes to fans after 77 years, the character might at last make a splash on the big screen. It's been fairly clear for at least a couple years that Universal Pictures no longer ruled over the Prince of Atlantis. Kevin Feige indicated as much in 2014 among such rumors. He characterized the situation at the time as being complicated, a term used again and again to describe Byzantine and sometimes decades-old rights deals that resulted in Quicksilver appearing in both Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, and Fox's X-Men Days of Futures Past, and apparently make another Hulk solo film unlikely. They say, who said this? Feige? Kevin Feige said, "Let's put it this way. There are entanglements that make it less easy. There are older contracts that still involve other parties that mean we need to work things out before we move forward on it, as opposed to an Iron Man or any of the Avengers or any of the other Marvel characters where we could just put them in." So pretty much what he's saying is there's still like weird shit going on where they can't legally use him in a movie yet.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean they won't be able to soon. So just some background information on Namor. He has a long, complicated history with Hollywood. He debuted in 1939, more than 2 years before DC Comics' Aquaman. He was at one point expected to ride the adventures of Superman's wave of popularity onto television in the 50s, but that never materialized. The character did, however, receive his own segment in the short-lived 1966 animated series The Marvel Superheroes, where he was perhaps overshadowed by his co-stars Captain America, Thor, Iron Man, and The Incredible Hulk. Maybe he just needed a better theme song I guess, put forward, but who cares about all that? So we don't really know what's going on with Namor at the moment. It appears that the rights are with Marvel, but they can't yet put him in a movie. So this article kind of goes on to talk about some of the early contracts granted film rights. And so we have Fox with X-Men and Fantastic Four. We also know that Spider-Man went to Sony along with Daredevil and some other stuff. But a lot of these rights went back to Marvel. Namor, they still have contracts with other parties, means producers or production shingles that had signed on at various points between 97 and 2006. So they have to figure out what's going on with all that. And once they do, maybe we can see Namor.
I figure they'll probably get it right around the time that they get Fantastic Four. So,
you know, 20,000 years.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it's like they have the film rights, but they can't use them. And I know that sounds complicated. Like, that's like saying you have a toaster, but you can't use it. But you have to understand that someone else owns that toaster. It's just at your house right now.
Yes.
So
in due time, I have faith that Marvel will iron out those details, get the rights back for Namor, and then do something with it.
Yes. Them. Sorry, my analogy was wrong. My analogy should have been you own that toaster, but it's at someone else's house.
Yes.
So.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, I hope to see Namor. Like, I think he's like a funny character just because he's like so deadpan serious, but he's like in love with like so many people, like Sue Storm and Emma Frost, and he's just like deadpan about it. He's like, I will not help you, but you're all fucking beautiful.
Yep.
But.
And he's just has like super anger problems and stuff. Oh, yeah. Super hilarious.
But he's like mad powerful too.
Yeah.
Crazy. So hopefully they'll work all that shit out and we can see him I mean, at least by Infinity Wars. That'd be great.
That would be awesome.
I mean, we're out of news.
We are out of news. I think that's all we got for you guys this week. Yeah. Like I had mentioned earlier, we have two other podcasts, one Game of Thrones and one Comic Talk. So make sure you guys go check that out on iTunes or Podbean.com. Follow us on all the social media. Go visit our website. I think that's all we got.
Yeah. And if you're wondering, what did you talk about on Comic Talk? We talked about comic books right now. We talked about Civil War II, number one, and Rebirth, number one. That's what we talked about.
Sick.
Sick one.
Sick one,
so,
dude.
If you're interested in that stuff, fucking check it out, bruv.
Check it out.
I mean, that's all we have for this week. Total, complete, done.
Yep.
We'll be back next week to talk to you about more news, more Game of Thrones, and we might even do our movie list finally.
Probably.
But we'll have to see where the next week is Comic-Con. Next week is Wizard World. We'll be doing that, but we'll also be podcasting around that time, so.
Yeah, so we'll try to fit into our busy schedule.
Yeah, and on that Comic-Con note, you wanted me to talk about, like, a little thing, right? The little, you know, what to buy at Comic-Con.
Yes.
So, if you're going to Comic-Con on a budget, you should still buy things because, you know, it's important, I think.
Yes.
But live by this basic rule of thumb. You got to buy something practical, like clothes, something you could wear, something you could show off. I don't know, maybe it says Sacramento Wizard World. Maybe it just has a superhero on it. Who knows? You should buy a piece of art because these people work really hard. They barely make any money. But buy a print from someone. You can get $10, whatever, $8, $15. You can just get something nice. It's great. You can hang it up in your room. And you should buy something collectible. Maybe it's a $10 pop that you can't find anywhere else locally. Maybe it's a little mini sword replica, maybe like $50. I don't know. It's probably the most expensive thing you'll buy there. But something you can show off to your friends. It'll be great. So those are the three things that you should buy if you're going to buy anything and you're on a budget. Also go to panels, check those out. They're real fun, real enjoyable. You can talk to celebrities, feel like you made something of yourself.
Correct.
So,
and if Manu Bennett is ever at a panel at the
Wizard
World,
just get in line.
Even if
you can't ask him a question, just get in line. He'll let you come up on stage and fucking take pictures with him.
Shia LaBeouf, just do it.
Yeah, just fucking do it. So
don't let your dreams be dreams.
I have never watched his speech, but. I've heard a lot about it. Anyway, if you're going to Wizard World, and or if you're not going and you're like, well, what's so great about it? You can meet Haley Atwell. She plays Agent Carter. You can meet Evan Peters. He plays Quicksilver in the X-Men films. You can meet Billy Boyd. He's going to be there. He played Pippin in The Lord of the Rings. You can meet William Shatner. He's there every year. He's kind of a dick. So you can meet all those people and whatever. I'm hoping to see some great panels with some of these people and whatever.
Yeah, and there's other people, obviously. Just we don't have the long list.
Yeah, I don't have the list in front of me, but. Those are some of the main stores. Oh, Sebastian Stan, Winter Soldier, is going to be there. So,
also, one more thing, guys. E3 is happening this week. I don't know. I don't think I'll be able to do it next week, obviously. But the week after, I'll be mainly running an E3 podcast. I'm going to try to find somebody else to help run it a little bit. Somebody that's a little bit more into video games. Christian will obviously be on the podcast. It's just he doesn't offer a whole lot of insight into it, seeing how he just doesn't have time to play video games, so he doesn't really play them. So
yeah.
it's a little thing, but I definitely want to do the E3, thing, Xbox for PS4 kind of deal. As always, I definitely want to go over a year in review from E3 about all the hype games. Did they live up to their expectations? Did they not? Definitely won't be doing that next week because we have so much stuff to do. We have freaking Wizard World. We have podcasts. We have other shit to do. But I'll definitely be doing it the week after. We'll figure out something for it.
Yeah, I mean, we can probably do something Thursday night. I'm taking Friday off work, obviously, because Wizard World. So I'll be home for Thursday night. So maybe we'll have some time to do something there for like one of our podcasts.
That's
maybe
exciting release news. It a little early. Breaking news. Christian's taking a day off work.
Fucking
the harbor is going to go down in flames now.
Yeah, I got a phone call from work today, you know. People just didn't know what the fuck was going on. So.
Sick one.
Yeah. Anyway, it's hot as fucking dick in here.
So we're going to end it here, guys. We're your host. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
And as always,
stay nerdy, boys.